Syria said yesterday it shot down a Turkish military plane that entered Syrian airspace. Turkey vowed to determinedly take necessary steps in response. It was the most clear and dramatic escalation in tensions between the two countries, which used to be allies before the Syrian revolt began in March 2011. Charles Collins has this report.
Turkey issued a statement Friday night following a two-hour security meeting led by Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, saying Syrian forces downed the F-4 fighter plane and that the two Turkish pilots remained missing.
Pilotlarımızla ilgili bir haber yok ama şu anda...
Prime Minister Erdogan told reporters helicopters are searching the Mediterranean for the pilots and confirmed that Syrian naval vessels are helping in the search. Erdogan said Turkey will take the necessary steps in response to the incident without saying what those actions would be. Relations between Turkey and Syria were already tense before Friday, and Turkey has joined other nations in saying that Syrian President Bashar Assad should step down because of the regime's suppression of the uprising in his country. The two countries have already expelled each other's ambassadors. Meanwhile, the United Nations Arab League Joint Special Envoy for Syria, Kofi Annan, said on Friday it's time to raise international pressure on the Syrian government and rebel groups to begin talks and end the killing.
We should keep our goals firmly in view. To stop the killing, help the suffering population, secure a political transition, and ensure that the crisis does not spread to the neighbors. The longer we wait, the darker Syria's future becomes. This process cannot be open-ended. It is urgent that our consultations yield real results soon.
Meanwhile, in Syria itself, over 50 people on both sides are confirmed to have been killed Friday. I'm Charles Collins.